Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. In late summer and early fall, trees bearing fruit, like the bright red-orange berries of mountain ash, draw noisy flocks of robins, packing in food in preparation for their fall migration.
Just as the arrival of robins in Alaska is a sign of spring, these noisy congregations of robins prior to migration is a sign that fall is in the air. Robins migrate in large flocks, and the birds gather together in the weeks before they head south.
As they head south, following mountain ranges, these groups join together to form flocks of hundreds and even thousands of birds. Years ago, enormous flocks of robins were slaughtered in some southern states as robin pie was considered to be a delicacy. Federal law protecting all songbirds put an end to this practice.
A few robins overwinter in Alaska, and many of Alaska's robins are short-distance migrants, wintering along the west coast. However, some do travel all the way to Mexico and Central America.
Robins, the largest member of the thrush family, can live as long as 17 years. The familiar sight of a robin hopping across the lawn and pausing, head cocked, hunting worms, led some to believe that the birds were listening for their prey. But robins have excellent eyesight, and studies have shown that robins use their eyes, not their hearing, to locate worms. For Sounds Wild, I'm Riley Woodford.
And I'm Jane Rudenberg. Sounds Wild is brought to you by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.